you know, they make a berry. Now that's all the game. Why, it's game eats wildlife, but we don't eat them berries. You know, they pull up red berries. You find holly bush, you know, on the fence road and play them. And but the game squirrels and such that crazy about that bird.
Any kind of things here that are dangerous you can't get around, they'll berries or any kind of
poison ivy.
How does that grow?
What it grows on a tree, right, you know, in the body of a tree.
Yes.
And it's a vine. It's a vine, and if you have the thicker skin or something, and me, if I look at it good, it'll get on me. Man, you know how it's itchy and rough. And then we do have some other things. Let me see if you kind of got to what.
Yes, sumac here?
No.
Okay.
Now it's bars here. You got to watch bars. You got to, you know, broad patches.
But you don't have sumac here.
No.
That's that kind of red bush, the kind of bush. You don't
know. What'd you say, Aline?
They
used to use it as a tan leather. Let me ask you this, Mr. When you were coming up, do you remember any old remedies that they would give for things in the woods?
Yeah, they used to have they would make a kind of a mush, like when this boy got his lip cut, you know, when the wagon turned over with it. Well, they made some kind of a mush and put on his jaw. You know, of course, the doctor was in prison. But I don't know, they used to have some old remedy, but I can't think of any right now. It's all the old remedies.
What would you put on a cut or something like that?
What we'd put on would be kerosene, and for a fresh cut, that's one of the best things it is, kerosene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, my dad bought two mules there one year in Clinton, and I went there to catch them, a young mule, and I caught one by the nose and told the nigga to bring him to Brian, and the mule got turned around and run into the fence. And the fence just cut my, I got scars here now. And right by a store, in those days they had kerosene and a big drum, and I just went in that store and stuck my whole arm down in that kerosene, and it didn't get so. Could have cut the skin off, but it didn't get so.
It's stung, didn't it, when you put your...
Oh, yeah, it's stung, but that's right. But that mule just kept going round and round, trying to get in the fence, had to turn it loose. That's the best, folks. Wire cut or something, kerosene is better than because we use iodine and methylite and all such as that, but I don't know if I might have ever got kerosene. Well, you can't hardly buy kerosene anymore. You have some lamps, you know, that's what you have to use the lamps for. We got lights.
Did people ever get malaria? What would they give for that?
Yeah, quinine. Yeah, sure. We'd have malaria all the time around in the country. But in quinine, that's what they took for it. Yeah, I've had that. I've had that in the summertime. Happy one day and going swimming the next. Yeah. Take quinine.
Have fun. That's it. Now, when you got cut or something and it didn't heal up right, or was there a kind of a skinless growth maybe that had to be burned out down in there?
No.
You know what they call that? Some kind of flesh down in the
wound? Right, flesh, yeah, I know that. Well, I would get in mules sometimes thinking that, but that never happened in a human. Now, sometimes in mules, so you kind of have to go in there and cut that prior flesh out and sew it up or something like that. But.
Yes, sir.
Now, one time we were then swimming, and the river was up about 3 feet, and it was a high bank, or I don't know, 7-8 feet bank, but the river was up about 3 feet, and it was a swift place. We had all swum up, except one of my younger brothers. So he got in that time to swim, and he couldn't, and finally he just give out. Well, Dick, he was in there just having me swim around, and so I told Dick,